You guys, hi, it's Chelsea, your PLL adult fan, trusted ally, confidant, and fellow obsessor. This week, since we're still off in between seasons before the new season kicks off January 6th, myself and my co-pilot, Sue Funk, sat down to sort of, I guess, analyze, dissect, debunk, what have you, a YouTube video created by a fellow PLL mega fan that has been causing quite the stir amongst our PLL adult fan group. And I won't rehash because I think I also set this up in the podcast, but basically the long and short of it is it asks the question, could Arya be A? And then gives no less than 70 reasons why this particular YouTube user believes it could be true. I've never been particularly of the camp that one of the girls, one of the four liars, is A. However, never say never. And so I watched this video and I was pretty quick to dismiss most of the reasons as just not having a lot of merit. But one of my most favorite PLL adult fellow fans and friend, Chris Lamberth, at Chris Lamberth on Twitter. Also, check out his awesome podcast, The Mundane Festival, which is amazing. So Chris and I got into sort of like this lively email exchange because he really believed, the video sold him. And I was like, Felicia, I don't know about this. Let's dig a little deeper. So we kind of went back and forth, and that sort of, I guess, prompted Sue and I to sit down and really dissect this particular video's reasons that Arya could be A one by one and wait and, you know, sort of judge their merit. But I want to make a big disclaimer, and we make it throughout the video too, but I just want to make 150% certain that this is coming across. The YouTube user who uploaded it, this is in no way, when we are maybe perhaps dismissive or sort of debunking some of her, you know, reasonings that she's put together, this is in no way an attack. There is no ill intent or malice behind this. She put together this amazing, like amazingly detail-oriented video. And as much as, you know, Sue and I have seen every single episode, I mean, this girl blows us out of the water. And anytime, even if we are being, you know, critical perhaps of some of the reasonings brought up in the video, it's just all part of, I mean, that's why we do this, right? We're just theorizing, you're theorizing, we're counter-theorizing. We'd love to hear from everyone listening. This is meant to just be what we love to do, right? Like getting in there and debating, having a lively yet respectful and well-intended debate, because at the end of the day, we're all BFFs of PLL, nothing but love for everyone, and we want to hear from you guys what you think about our reasonings. This is going to be a two-parter, a thrilling, suspenseful two-parter. Here and there, I did pull out a few, so if you hear any numbers being skipped, you're not losing your mind. It's just that I was trying to do my best to save you from us. So without further ado, here is the Is Arya A? Is it possible? Part one, Cabernet A. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the second episode of Cabernet and A.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Chelsea, and I'm here with my co-pilot, Sue Funk.
Hey, people. It's Sue Funk here.
We're very excited. And my cat, Tanuki, is our audience member. He has a lot of thoughts. He'll be a guest in the future. So we have our Cabernet beside. Actually, it's not Cabernet. Excuse me. We have our Red Zinfandel
beside us. Yes, and it's Ravenswood, R.I.P. It's a vineyard and a failed Marlene King show.
Wink.
Since we're, you know, in between seasons, before season 5B kicks off in January, we thought we would dissect a video that has been a hot topic amongst our friend group of PLL adult fans. There's this video that is uploaded by YouTube user Becoming Charlotte. Shout out to you, Charlotte.
Yes.
And it was circulating in an email amongst our friend group. It lists 70 reasons why Aria is A.
And if you want to find it on YouTube, it's entitled My PLL Theory - 70 Reasons Why Aria is A. And A has air quotes around it.
So the video's number one reason, why is Aria the one doing the shh at the end of the opening sequence? Okay, I mean, this has been, I think, discussed ad nauseum. I personally do not think this has anything to do with anything.
I can tell you exactly why it is.
Go.
She was the most famous one when they started this show. Like,
slow
besides
clap.
Emily's slow mom being on Fame and a former singer in the 90s.
Which you guys should all Google Mia Peebles. You're welcome.
Oh my gosh. Mia Peebles has like a fountain. And she was also on Walker, Texas Ranger for a while.
Interesting.
Yeah, a little fun fact about Mia. But anyway, getting back to the shush, Aria was the most famous one. I think that's why they really used it, because it's such an iconic moment in the show that I feel like that's why they gave it to her. I don't think it has anything character-based.
I will totally buy that. And I think we should just put that to bed once and for all. Because it's not, and I feel like it would be easy to call me a hypocrite, because I am. I mean, we all read into the details like there's no tomorrow. And I think that this is a show where they want you to read into the details. But then I think there are some instances where it's like, okay, go to sleep. Like, the shh means nothing. Yeah. Let's all just, like, stop talking about it. Okay. Number two, there's a cast photo in which Aria is the only one that has shackles, like handcuffs, around her ankles. Again, this to me falls in the same category as the shh. It's like, it doesn't matter. It was a cast photo. It was a creative choice. If they were going to hide clues, I mean, that's not a hidden clue. That's just like something that's so overt. Like, if they were going to plant clues, I just don't think that they're coming from the camp of like hiding clues in plain sight. Like,
I just also feel like those are promotional cast photos. Like, this is all stuff that was shot like before the show even took off. Before the show's really changed so many different ways. I think that, like, having that picture was more of a, like, we need a way to show that these are bad girls, but they're pretty and they have a secret. Like,
or they're bound by their secret.
If you look at that photo, there's all little, like, things that make them look a little sketchy, I would say. May it be their looks or their hair or whatever. I think that's just too much to really say in a press shot.
I 100% agree. And a lot of times, not that I'm sure Marlene King, I'm sure, signs off on all that stuff, but a lot of times the creative direction for those sorts of promotional shots are conceptualized by the director. You know
or
what
the
I mean?
Marketing team
exactly.
Or something like that. It's not.
And then Marlene just like signs off.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so number three. There's another promotional photo. The murder weapon seems to be pointing towards Aria, and she's the only one doing this again. I mean, okay, same category by Felicia. So number four, though, we finally switched topics. Number four, how many phones does Aria have? And there's a screenshot of showing all her different phones.
Everyone has a different phone every season. It matters who is sponsoring them. They all, like, even the first season, they all had, like, Nokia phones that we carried around in the late 90s. Like, I felt like, you know, a lot of these things have to do with sponsorships more than anything. I don't think it's a matter of, like, oh, she's got a new phone. I think it's more like, oh, they've got a new sponsor this week, or they signed a new deal, and this is the phone that they're allowed to use. Because a lot of times, like, you'll notice that all of them have Macs.
Yeah.
But they're covering the Apple symbol because Apple is not a sponsor. So that's why that's that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, their phones could only be the same if they would secure some sort of like, okay, iPhone is going to sponsor us for every season. That doesn't happen. I mean, come on, guys. Let's like put our thinking caps on here with some of this. Byron mentioned that his brother had some sort of mental disorder. Maybe that was passed down to Aria. Okay, a reflection from a mirror is said to be the window to a character's soul, revealing who they truly are. Is this why we always see Arya looking in mirrors? I'm not mad at this. I think looking into mirrors and all that, like mirrors are and eyes are a big theme on this show. So I would not discount this theory. And I also am, I will be shocked if, whether or not it means she is A, which it could, I will be shocked if the mental, like history, family history of mental disorders in Arya's family doesn't come into play in some way. Because they've mentioned it several times.
It has through Mike.
Yep.
She, first season and second season open with her looking in her closet mirror the same way. And her mom comes in and looks at her through the mirror too a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I do think that there's some sort of hint there that there's something that Arya... There's another version of her.
A dual duality, perhaps, yeah. You know? I 100% agree with that. But with that being said, getting back, I guess, to the, like, analyzing or quote-unquote debunking, it isn't just Arya that we see looking into mirrors a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I think there was even a handful of times, I think I even saw another similar video where they showed a handful of times where Hannah was that person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So does this, for me... is this like a solid clue that Arya is A? I don't, it's not for me. It could be like an example of a clue, but I don't think it's so specific just to Arya. I think it's somehow sort of like a theme that we've seen represented just on the show in general with lots of characters that could be hinting to the overall story arc of the show.
Absolutely. And also you were mentioning eyes. I think it's really important to bring up the fact that Marlene King is a huge fan of Lost. Mm. And that was a really big part of Lost. And I think she does take some of her cues and ideas from the mystery of Lost, but I think she's way more successful at it. But I do think that the eye theme is very similar, as is the mirror theme, to what we saw on Lost, where there was a lot of episodes started with people's eyes, and it's supposed to be like you're seeing that person through their eyes, yeah. And we're supposed to be thinking about what that character's motives are and where they're coming from. So I do think that's part of this imagery from Arya that we really, a lot of it does seem very Arya-driven.
I agree. I think that for sure the eyes, the mirrors are a big overarching theme. And yes, Arya does, especially with the eyes too. I think a lot of the eyes sort of themes, Arya plays a part in those scenes. However, I still just don't know if I'm willing to say 100% it's like pointing to her. I think it's more likely that it just is... somehow trying to, like, hint at, you know, overall,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I think it's an overall storytelling technique.
Yeah. Not necessarily Daria. Okay.
All right, next.
Good. Next, number 6, it says, it's Arya, and she's talking to Ezra, and she says, "I'm the one planning and negotiating." I guess it's just a quote that she said in episode 4 of season 1. I don't know if this is even really explained well enough. Okay, she said, "I'm the one planning and negotiating." I mean, what? We have no context. That's just a lie.
It is, but I mean, I get where she's coming from, where it's like, it does seem like she's the one that's the new alpha.
Sure.
Because, I mean, in that season, it's from episode 1, episode 4, rather, season 1. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the season where it was like, who's going to replace Allison as the alpha of the group?
Mm-hmm.
And Arya coming back and being like, "I'm the one that's planning and negotiating." It is a little bit telling, but okay. I don't know if that's like, oh, yeah, she's it.
Correct. I agree. I think that's just another, I mean, it's part of the story arc. I don't think in any stretch of the imagination that line was written specifically as a clue from the writers to be like, see if they pick up on this. Who's planning and negotiating now? All right, next. Number 7, a lot of A's messages have been written on typewriters. Ezra has a typewriter and Arya has easy access to it. Again, I feel like so far we've kind of been breezing by a lot of these. I don't think the typewriter thing is valid. What do you think?
A decent one.
Really?
I think that shows more of the Ezra involvement than it does Arya. Like, I don't see her sitting at Fitz's typewriter and using that because... while Arya is more of like an anti-classic-y kind of person, I just don't buy that Arya knows how to use a typewriter, and I'm sorry.
But, like, these are well typewritten. Like, if you've ever
That's the best bejunking reason ever. Listen.
But, like, think about our generation. I mean, this is where I become an adult. And, like, as a 33-year-old, I've used a computer. I've used a typewriter. Done that typing.
It is so hard to write a perfect letter using a typewriter if you were not trained to type through that.
That's really funny, and that's actually a really good point. And even just to get to the paper and get the paper in straight. Yeah, can you remember? I used to, like, turn in reports on a typewriter when I was in, like, elementary school.
It takes a really long time, and you have, like, whiteout and stuff. Like, these are perfectly written. It makes it seem I would buy more that the person who owns the typewriter would write it more than that. Like, I would almost be like, I could see Spencer doing it before Aria. Because I feel like Spencer is from the family where it's like, you learn every way possible to do this thing.
Right.
But, like, I just can't see Aria being like, all right, let me, like, completely, precisely take time to thoughtfully type every letter out. It just seems a little odd.
I love, that's literally the best reasoning I've ever heard, that Aria does not have to use a typewriter, and I'm not mad at it. I actually agree with you, and that's very interesting. I never thought of it that way. Number 8, same lipstick, perhaps, and we see a picture of where, in one of the early episodes in season 1, A wrote on the mirror in the Allie's signature jungle red lipstick, and then the scene from the episode where Allie is helping Aria trash her dad's office, and it's the same lipstick. Well, perhaps yes, but wasn't that because Allison was there both times?
Yeah.
I think Allison's the key more than Aria. Link there, not Aria, yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that one to me doesn't feel, that feels like, bye. Number 9, Aria and Spencer and Hannah are studying for, I guess maybe it was the PSATs or something, and Aria reads a word, meretricious, and Spencer gives a definition of phony or flashy. I mean, okay. Again, I feel like I get maybe why you're pointing that out.
Is that referring to Arya's character? It could also be a reference to Spencer. I mean, there's a lot of question marks behind it. I think she knows. It's kind of
like reaching. I know. It's like, I just feel like with any of those little things, and again, I'm pointing at myself, calling myself a hypocrite, because I'm the one who lost sleep at night over, like, the Toffee Tango references. But I just really don't think that we're supposed to read into
flashcards.
And also, if anything, like you said, it's a reference to Spencer. It's a reference to Allie. It's a reference to whoever A is. It's a reference to all their characters. Like, it doesn't make any difference that all three girls were in that scene. It could have been in direction to any one of them, not just Aria. Okay. Number 10, Pretty Little Liars is all about dolls, and so is Aria. She is always seen and or connected with them. And then she goes on to show reasons, was seen with her mother, telling her people aren't dolls, you can't just play with them and then put them back in the box when you're done.
I don't think she's talking about Aria in that clip. I thought she was talking about Allie.
If anything, she's talking about Allie. And then also,
and she also has Allie's doll. Like, I don't know. There's just so many people who have dolls in this show that I don't, I think that if anything, and maybe I'm getting ahead of ourselves, but the pig thing is bigger.
Pig thing is bigger than dolls.
We're
going
to talk about any dolls with Aria. It's the pig thing.
But yeah, they're also the example here. They show that she has Allison's doll. That I guess either whatever. Do we even know if she took it from Allison when, or like if Allison gave it to her? I think Allison gave it to her.
That was from the Jason.
Oh, from the Jason box. Okay. And then there's another scene where Aria's talking to someone. And
that was her old babysitter.
Her old babysitter. And her old babysitter says to her, talk about someone who loves their puppets. But again, that could have been reference to the pig, not to dolls. Yeah, I don't know. She gives a few more examples here. I think of anything. This one is one that kills me. She shows an example from the season 4 premiere where Aria is holding the Aria doll. All of the girls got dolls. Like, that's not even like, come on, girl. Yeah. Now I feel like, let's do like a disclaimer. This is in no way. We're not attacking. If you're watching, or if you're listening, becoming Charlotte, if you're listening, this is in
we
no.
We think you're amazing.
We're devoting, like, multiple podcasts to you. You don't even know how many email exchanges and conversations we had about your video. You are amazing. You are a PLL all-star. And this is just us looking at it critically, yeah, to in for the PLL greater good. But we love you and you are awesome. But come on, all the girls got jobs. They all what got jobs.
Come on.
So come on. Okay, so yeah, I think we can put that one to bed. More done. I think of anything too. I mean, specifically, many times we've heard people saying, like, even A, I think, right? Didn't A write a note like, Mona played with dolls, I played with Bi-Bi. It's like we're supposed to associate Mona with the dolls. Yeah. I think that's been
especially
made abundantly
like when she
clear.
Was in Bradley, she was brushing the doll's hair.
Yeah.
Miss Aria, you are a killer, not Ezra's wife.
Not Ezra's wife. We also saw that Black Widow, I guess, as we're meant to assume, like this current A,
oh, yeah,
had the doll when she was moving in after she
That's
blew
right.
up
the
she house.
Had
the she had the dollhouse. So, I mean, guys, there's like bigger fish to fry out there than whatever Arya's in Scenes of Dolls. Okay. Number 11. Arya is saying, can't we just break her other leg, in reference to Hannah after Hannah's leg had been broken by A, and the video is wanting us to believe that perhaps Arya just indirectly confessed about being involved with Hannah's car accident because she said that. To me, like, no. To me, that like, could not... I mean, that is so... That's beyond reaching. That's just, like, what else would... They're trying to, like, exhibit that Hannah was being kind of a pain in the ass. You know what I mean? And the,
yeah.
So what else... What else was the script... What were the writers supposed to write? Like, can we break... Hannah's other leg just in the similar way that A did and none of us did? It's like, that's just...
Not
like,
that I have anything to do with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or anything. Yeah, I think that we can all agree that is...
Yeah.
That's pretty reaching. Number 12. You know what happens when you stick four lobsters in a tank and cut off their food supply, says Spencer. Arya responds, they start to eat each other. Again, I don't even know like what this is pointing out. I mean... Is Arya referring to herself eating the other liars?
No.
No. These are just lines. Number 13, Arya is marking the ground with masking tape for the play rehearsal. And
then there's the tape on the animal cages, the little things at the end during an A scene.
We see, yes, that there is masking tape on the rat cages.
But that is an Ezra thing, I think, more than Arya thing.
I think that's definitely an Ezra thing more than an Arya thing. Or it's also just there's lots of masking tape in the room. It's not like it was like a, I don't know, an antique hunting knife that there's only three of in the world.
Yeah.
It's like it's masking tape. Okay, like we get it.
And people also tampered with that the play stuff anyway. So I don't think that that's really supposed to be a clue. I think we're supposed to think that A has their hands all over all of the play stuff, because
yeah,
that's where one of the red herrings came from with the trophy with the blood on it.
That's a good point. If anything, it's like that whoever A is had, which
was
at that point was Mona.
With the
yeah,
production. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so it's really not Ezra, it was Mona.
Yeah, it was Mona probably. Okay, number 14. Arya is saying, if you and Dad can have secrets, why can't I? I mean, come on. That's just because we like any secrets.
I think that's okay. I would
you
take
think
that
one. As though that she... A hint, though, that she's actually A, and not just that she has other secrets. She has a ton of secrets. I mean,
yeah,
she's seeing Ezra. She's lying. I mean, A is actually her secret. The existence
yeah
of A is her secret. You know what I mean?
True. All right.
Yeah, I'm not buying that one. All right, number 15 asks, could this be another reference to herself? And she's saying, you'd be surprised what people are capable of. I think if anything, this is in season one, I think if anything, what people are capable of, meaning, even just meaning, like, her referencing A, like, you know,
or
like,
her dating Ezra,
yeah,
or her, like, there's just so many different things.
Her dad
yeah
cheating on her mom,
yeah,
you know, I mean, there's a lot of effed up things going on in her life that I think she could be referring to, or it even could just be a hint. I think she's one of those characters that it's like, she's... I mean, all the liars are, but, like, she's a fighter. Like, she's
yeah
feisty, and, like, if you poke her, she will, like, you
you're
know...
You're small, but you're big.
You're small, but you're big. Exactly. So I think, if anything, that's even, like, a little just sort of a... Almost like a vague threat of just, like,
mm-hmm,
listen, I might be small, but I'm perfectly capable of defending myself if anyone pushes me, but not necessarily in an A way. I think in just a survivor way. All right, number 16. Even the way she writes her A's resemble A. You're into this one? They're showing the example of her writing her name on the Halloween train when she's talking to sexually confused Adam Lambert. She writes
it two different ways, and I think that's something more important than...
that the first A.
Yeah. The first A and the second A are two different ones, and A usually capitalizes only certain A's. I do think that's something, but I think that's more to the fact that she... isn't just one thing. Mm. I think the same thing with the mirror. Like, she's more than one thing.
Yeah, I like that.
And that could mean that she's A, but it could mean that there's another side of Arya that we don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. But not necessarily that she is A, but just that she... because I think that is a big part of... or, I mean, really probably almost... the entire idea, I would say, behind most people who are in the Arya's A camp is that it will turn out she has, like, this split personality. So I think
that's a camp.
I think that is a case for it, but I still just don't know if I would connect the dots between split personality and her being A. Like, I think she could have some sort of mental disorder, some sort of split personality disorder, and that could come into play in some way. Mm-hmm. Even with some way, like, that she was even involved... that night, and maybe she doesn't even remember, or the one side of her person doesn't remember. I mean, there could be all sorts of, like, that's, you know, totally. rich for plot development, but I just still am not willing to co-sign that it is a sign that she is A. I think it just could be alluding to other things. Number 17, I noticed something weird about the pig thing. Sue, this is your jam right here. Go ahead.
All right, so the pig... her parents talk about how she loved her pig.
This pig puppet that... yeah. And it's even in the books. I mean, that's why I think it's an interesting thing, is that even in the books, the pig puppet was, like, a big thing with Arya, right?
And I think the biggest thing that stands out to me about the pig is Wilden. And the fact that we thought that it was going to be his body, and it was a pig.
In the trunk, in the season finale of season...
was that the finale or the premiere?
It was
the premiere, because it was
the finale of season 3, and then I think in the premiere of season 4 they revealed it was in the trunk.
Yeah, because we didn't know what was in the trunk, because they're all like, oh, and you think it's going to be a body, and then you're like, oh, it's a freaking pig. It's just a
dead pig.
But, I mean, it would be weird if she put it there because she's supposedly a vegetarian, which is a big controversy also, because... in the first episode, she orders a hamburger when she meets Ezra.
So
that's true. Like a big thing where people are like, is she really a vegetarian?
Right.
But I will say the pig thing does mean something to me. I think there is some sort of pig symbolism that keeps coming up. In the video, they're saying that it's a coincidence that Hannah had to eat pig cupcakes from A. I don't know if I buy that from Arya as much. But the Wilden's trunk pig is definitely, like, that to me seems a little...
well, here, let me play devil's advocate then. Because, so, I mean, the case is, Arya's obsessed with this pig puppet, or she was when she was a little bit younger. She took it with her everywhere. Hannah had to eat cupcakes with pigs on them. Pig in Wilden's trunk. Is it all connected? Does it mean that Arya's A?
Well, and pigs also what you call cops.
What you call cops. And that's why I'm thinking, because, and, you know, I would agree with you that I don't think that pigs on the cupcakes that A made Hannah eat are linked to the Arya pig theme. I think it's just, I mean, have to Hannah, oink, oink, you're a pig, eat these cupcakes. But so, for me personally, I would tend to draw that same conclusion for Wilden, being that...
you're a pig, you're a police officer. You're a pig, you're a
police officer. But then again, I mean... it's not completely... this is definitely more, I guess, noteworthy or worth talking about than, like, her that saying, can we break Hannah's other leg?
That was in my top 6 reasons why she should be considered.
I would file this under interesting. But I don't think... this, to me personally, is not something that I don't think I would put this on my, like... final list. I think I would be like, put this in, like, my evidence box, but I don't know if I would, like, you know, bring it up in my closing arguments. Okay, number 18. Right after these following lines were said, the camera went to Arya. And the lines are, like, A had a split personality. And Hannah says, and if we say something, A is going to smack us down. And then Dr. Sullivan says, who's using you to knock down your friends? And then apparently the camera goes to Arya.
I think that's more, honestly, Spencer saying, like, A has a split personality. There's a theory that Spencer had one because of her drug use. I think Spencer saying it is more about Spencer than it does Arya.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see that being like, oh, it's obviously Arya because the camera went to her. I think it's more like Hannah gets screwed over by A so much. And Spencer has a dual personality. And then there's kind of Arya who doesn't get fucked by A that often.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Ooh, saying the F word. Does that make it explicit? Sorry.
Ah, it's okay. I think we actually did in the last one.
Okay.
It's fine. I can also bleep it in post, and then I'll make it seem even more professional.
Yes.
Like, we had the budget to bleep things. Yeah, I don't know. That, to me, again, feels like just something that while I appreciate the detective skills there, and even that you noticed that the video producer noticed that, it's fantastic, but I would file it under meh. Mm-hmm. All right, number 19, she says, need I say more? And then she shows a tweet where someone asked Marlene King, I need to know who the real A is so bad, maybe a hint. And she wrote, hashtag big A. And then, as I think a lot of us know, Arya was referred to by Mona as, hey, big A, wait up, in an episode in season 2. This, to me, I will also file this under interesting, but I don't know. Would they give that big? That, to me, feels almost as overt. If it was intended to be a clue, it, to me, feels almost as overt as, like, okay, yeah, she's doing the shh in the intro. Like, they would never. I just feel like they're so calculating and so coy and so clever with all their other clues and themes. Why would they have Mona literally say, hey, big A? This, to me, almost feels like a wink, wink. They're messing with us.
Yeah. I will say, though, I think this brings up an interesting Mona Arya thing.
Okay.
That the video won't touch on.
But let's go down that rabbit hole. I think I know what you're going to say, and I love it.
Mona calls Arya before she dies.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a thing, like, so Mona idealizes all the girls. Hannah's the closest to her. Arya has never really thought anything of Mona. Like, she's hated Mona. She's put up with Mona. Mm-hmm. But there's no real love for her and Mona. There's never a scene where it's like, oh, like, you have Spencer and Mona breaking back into Radley.
Yeah.
Like, Mona and Arya don't really team up for anything ever. So why did Mona call Arya and say, I figured it out? I do think that while this might not mean that Arya is A, I think there's something that's involved with Arya. And A.
I think that's so interesting.
And I think that this, hey, big A, I think it's a sign that there's, and Mona dating Mike, too. I think there's just something there.
Almost like a hint to that by calling her big A, not meaning A as in A, ultimate A, big A, but just sort of like, what's the word I'm looking for? A term of like reverence. Like, she's sort of like, I know that you're high up on the totem pole. It's almost just like an acknowledgement that she's high up on the totem pole.
Absolutely.
Why would I've had a little sad Charlie Brown Christmas tree on my end table for weeks, and why would my cat choose today to notice it? It's very, very interesting.
Her riled up because of the
I know. He is
sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I think we can all agree cats are gender neutral. Well, my cat is gender neutral because his balls were chopped off long ago.
But no, I think he's getting all riled up by these.
He's getting riled up because he has a lot of opinions, and he's, like, upset that I thwarted his...
Oh, my God, he's looking right at us. Yeah,
he's, like, staring at us. I'm sorry. I know I told you you were booked for today. I had to bump you. You'll get over it. So I think the big A is... I really do believe and think it's very plausible that this is a hint towards some aspect of Arya and Mona's relationship and Arya's sort of how she's playing a part in this whole, as Mona says, you know, the puzzle picture that's on the box that none of us have even seen yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm not convinced that Marlene would throw away such a hashtag big A as your clue. Which, I mean, come on. She's smarter
and
than
they
that.
And also just did the you're little but you're big.
Oh, right. And then also you're little but you're big.
I just love that line. I just think it's so cute. Yeah. I don't want anything malice from that because I just think it's such a sweet thing.
I agree.
And I think that it's also a lot of, it's to me a point of them acknowledging, like, Arya's in heels all the time and she's still the shortest. Like, she is a tiny girl.
It's true.
But she's the one that, like, learns how to fight and she's scrappy. Like, yep. I think that that's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, you're still a force to be reckoned with, and your size shouldn't write you off. Does that mean that she is someone that could accomplish all of these things? I don't think that's what that line is saying. Yeah. I don't think it's saying that you're big A.
I 100% agree. I think it's just a nod to her fighting character and to her stamina and drive.
That she's so tiny.
And she's so little. Her arms are so skinny.
And, like, compare, like, her next to Spencer. Spencer's such a tall woman.
Right.
That it's, I mean, on the show she's a girl, but really she's, like, closer to
really
her
she's,
age.
Yeah, she's, exactly, she's closer to her age. And clearly none of them drink Ravenswood Zinfandel on a regular basis. We can tell that for sure. So, number 20. This may mean nothing, but Arya is wearing a pendant. You see it in several episodes. I'm 100% by Felicia with this. I mean, her name is Arya. It's an A. I that to me is
growing,
like,
up in the 90s where everyone had a nameplate, I'm just like, I just don't buy it.
Yep.
Right after Arya, wait, hold on.
Wait, we missed one. They're coming so quick. They're coming fast and furious now.
That's what she said.
Oh.
I can't help myself.
I love it. Don't ever help yourself.
Don't ever stop.
Number 21, they're looking at the, what was that? Like a, I don't even know what that is.
I don't remember.
What is that? How do we not, how have we seen every episode 11 times a week to remember this? Is it like they're looking at, oh, a newspaper? Okay.
Oh, that's the newspaper when, I forget which thing. Right after Arya mysteriously nodded into the distance, the liars got a text from A. I mean.
That to me, again, is too, it's just like too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
She's nodding. We don't care. Number 22, Arya first showed this page from a magazine article.
A whole season later, we saw the exact same magazine on Aya's desk.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe. Maybe that's interesting. I don't even think I remember this one.
These boots are in contention all the time.
Let's talk about these boots, because this is a weird thing.
Because then Maya ends up wearing them.
And Dr. Sullivan ends up being buried in them, right? I think they're
I
the
think
boots.
That's it. Like, where they see the boot, like...
A is so
Hannah
basically
points
there's
out the boots and stuff. Like there's a lot of boot
there's a lot
talk.
Of boot talk being bandied about. I think this though is interesting because I actually never knew this little magazine connection. But so basically what number this point in the video is pointing out is that Arya showed a magazine and there is a page with boots on them. Later in an A scene, we see that same magazine with the same boots advertisement, and also then A is purchasing a pair of boots.
And they're size 5, which is Arya's, or like 5, 5.5, which is what Arya is.
Good point. And then we also see these boots in several ways. Number one, Maya is wearing them at one point. Number two, Dr. Sullivan is wearing them, and Hannah, even in the episode, is like, oh, nice boots. And then I don't actually know, though, if there's any proof that these... I think it even probably we could disprove that they're the same boots. Probably they're not the same boots, but not... But, like, two seasons later in season four, Jake buys them for Arya. And she's like, how did you know my size?
Which
is just like a weird thing, and that's so much longer because all this initial boot stuff is happening in season two,
can I
the Jake boot thing happened in season four.
Has a man ever bought you shoes?
I know, it's like really weird. It's
like,
really weird.
I mean, I am not great at dating, and fellas don't buy me a lot of stuff, although I wish. I mean, the Su Funk is open to presents, but like, and I'm a size 8, and I have a high end step. But I will say that, like, I just. What man is buying shoes?
Can I say right now, though? I'm like having a little bit of a like mind blowing moment. Because again, Sue, can you like back me up here? How many times have both of us watched every episode of I think it would even be minimizing it to say that I've seen every episode 5 times. I mean, there's more that I've seen more times and some I've seen less times, but as an average.
Again, the average, yeah, that's
safe to say we've seen every episode 5 times. Yeah. On an average.
I mean, I probably watched Control A 1,000 times
because
I think that's a really great
episode.
Oh my
god, that is such a good episode. We should watch that after this.
But
so, meaning though, it's crazy to me that I mean, hashtag becoming Charlotte, you're a little bit blowing my mind right now because I never knew that this was a thing, that Arya was looking at the boots in the magazine. I don't think I've ever known.
This is a Tumblr thing. There's a bunch of Tumblr pictures
on
that too.
I never knew the magazine. I knew the rest of the boot stuff, but I never knew the magazine thing.
Yeah. Here's my weird theory on the boots, and I'm not saying it's wrong, this boot theory, but Becoming Charlotte, I'm not saying that part is wrong, like with the, is Arya ordering the boots, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying, to play devil's advocate, these girls are being videotaped all the time, too. Like, they're being surveyed all the time. What if someone saw that Arya likes these boots and bought them because of that? Like, I just think that maybe that's more of a sign of... them being watched by A, and A knowing to plant these boots, kind of set up Arya, because let's not forget, A has set the girls up a number of times for other issues and other crimes.
That's so very interesting.
I'm just saying, like, and it's out there, and I get it if you're like, Funk, you know, that's crazy, you've had too much Ravenswood, you're thinking too many thoughts, but, like, I'm just saying maybe that's what it is.
I 100% respect you for that, and I think that's actually a very good point. That might actually be more interesting than the idea, because, again, if the boots are meant to be taken as being a thing... it's a little bit too obvious maybe then, right? Like, okay, she's looking at the boots and now A is buying the boots. So that, I think, is the interesting twist that, like, what if it is just a sign that, like, okay, A saw that Arya liked these boots, trying to set her up. I like that.
Or it's just, like, another point that, like, A is a girl.
You. Oh, yeah.
I see you. And also just, like, A is a girl who's, like... I also like the same things that Arya likes.
She just got a little tip. She was just like, hashtag stalking Arya.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, those boots are cute.
That's what I see it as more. All right, so the next one is the Toffee
Tango. The next
one
is my favorite, Toffee Tango. This is one that I lose sleep over just because I think it's so... oh, it's definitely something. What it means, will we ever know? I hope, because otherwise I'll be very sad. But, I mean... definitely it's something, because it was mentioned so many times in that one episode. But basically, number 22 in the video points out, someone tweeted at Marlene King, does the Toffee Tango thing have any significance with Arya being A in PLL? Marlene replied, it may have significance, but may or may not be Arya related, which I 100%...
Let's also give a shout out to the woman who wrote Marlene King, Mrs. Elissa Bieber, MrisElyssa Bieber, which once again is a reminder that we are far too old to be thinking about this show as much as we are. That's really what
it's
I wanted
so
to point
true.
Out with that. And also to give a shout out, credit where credit's due,
credit
to all these
too,
great tweeters.
Marlene replied to you. That's hilarious. And so true. So then the video goes on to point out that, I mean, the Tavi Tango thing, if you're not aware, is that Mona in jail is thinking to herself, I like this lipstick. What's it called? Toffee Tango. And then also earlier in that episode, I don't even know, maybe she's going to put it later. Earlier in that episode, Melissa asks Aria, are you going to finish that? In reference to frozen yogurt. And Aria says no. Melissa eats it and goes, what is this, peanut butter? And Aria goes, toffee. And then when Aria makes a dating profile, online dating profile for her mom, she gives her mom the username Hot Mama Loves Tango. So what do we think? I mean, like, I don't think this necessarily has anything to do with Aria necessarily, but like, what is up with Toffee Tango?
Here's the other thing. A takes the butterscotch. Butterscotch and toffee are very similar.
I thought about flavors. That too, yeah. We see A taking butterscotch a lot of times. Like,
I think they have a similar sweet tooth, maybe, and there's something that you could tie there. But I don't know if I would really be like, that's something. It, to me, I feel like that is more Mona and Melissa knowing something about Aria more than Aria being involved with A.
Yes, I agree. I agree, and I'm feeling it more strongly the more we're talking this out, which I love. But I think that there are things we don't know about Aria that are going to come out in an explosive way, not dissimilar to the explosiveness of the Ezra reveal.
Yeah.
Where something is up with her, and it's not necessarily going to end up being that she's A, but it's going to be huge. And these are also just hints. Again, like maybe even the Melissa exchange about the toffee frozen yogurt. Because Melissa does a weird, like, toffee, like lingering look. Or, tastes good. And like gives Aria this weird sort of knowing. Like it's a very weird moment between them. And
yeah.
To me, that just indicates sort of like the Mona calling her big A. It was like Melissa, like wink, wink. I know what's going on with you.
Yeah.
How it relates to toffee, we may never know. But that, to me, is what it's more indicative of.
We are only on number 24, and I need to call a wine break.
Wine break! Cabernet.